Good afternoon. It's 3:22 on Monday, December 3rd, 2018. This is a work session regarding case number PU-11-69, the Middle Arc Wind LLC, a consent order regarding an alleged siting violation. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the Commission, joined by Commissioner Julie Fedorchak. I don't have any opening comments to you.
I do not.
Okay, I'll turn it over to legal counsel Jack Hsu to discuss the proposed order that's in front of us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you recall, on November 15th, 2018, we had the informal hearing, and at the end of the hearing, the commission opened up the opportunity for staff to engage in some sort of discussion with the company to see if there's some sort of workable solution to the issues that we've been presented with. And I've had a number of discussions, including a couple today with the company's counsel. And I think we generally have a settlement in principle here. Some of this has to be cleaned up. You'll see some of the cross-references don't match. But for the most part, I think we're, at least for my part of having discussions with them, I think we've come to a fairly agreeable conclusion with this consent order. The main operative portions of the settlement that are worth pointing out would probably be under the concurrences, section 8. That would be on page 5 of 8 is where it starts. And on the, if you flip it over into page 6, there's A through D. Those are the...
Wait, you said too many page numbers. So,
sure.
Okay, where are we supposed to flip to?
Why don't we go to page 6.
Okay.
Right at the top is, there's A through D, and these are the portions that really outline what everyone is agreeing to with this consent order. And Metal Arc would agree to a $20,000 violation for the turbines T6, T26, and T32. And if you remember T26 and 32, those are the ones that are the 1.1 times the height of the turbine from the right-of-way.
Of the highway.
From the highway right-of-way. And T6 is the 1.1 times the right-of-way or of the height of the turbine from the GRE transmission line. And then the second portion of that is there will be a $5,000 violation for turbines T8 and T24, and those are the ones that were in violation of the commission's order that the turbines wouldn't be constructed within 1,400 feet of an occupied dwelling or residence. I'm not sure the actual verbiage that we used in our order. The second part sub B, says that the commission would then amend the order of continuing suitability to accommodate what they requested at that informal hearing, which would take part in a separate order to amend. And then for T32, they would also remove and reclaim to the requirements set forth in the rule, statute, and commission's orders. And they'll agree to continue to comply with the order continuing suitability and previous order aside from those changes.
The request, well, subsection B basically, what they essentially asked for was that the residences which have granted a waiver would be the new order would allow those two residences to be this distance away, and that the GRE T6 site would be allowed to be that distance from the center line of the right-of-way, and that T26, the one that's not being removed from close to a highway right-of-way, would be allowed to be that distance from the right-of-way. That was the extent of their ask as far as the new order, correct?
Mr. Chairman, that sounds correct. I'm not really sure if it has to do with the center of the right-of-way for the GRE transmission line. However, it would allow them to remain in place, I believe, as long as as GRE provides a waiver of that as well.
Will we have copies, or maybe we do, of the GRE waiver, the DOT waiver on T26, and the residential waivers on 8 and 24?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. To sub D, actually, that's where it states they'll provide the written agreements from the GRE and DOT.
Oh, I see it.
So in specifically what they're agreeing to do under paragraph 5 on concurrences is the turbine tip height setback for turbine T26 from Highway 41 may be no less than 530 feet measured from the center of the base of the tower with a written agreement from DOT. And the 1.1 times the height of a turbine setback for turbine T6 may be measured from the center line of the nearby GRE transmission facility right away with written agreement from GRE. And then they're getting waivers from the two landowners.
Sure, that's correct. And they're removing and reclaiming T32.
Yep.
But I believe they've already begun to do that.
Paying a $20,000 fine for the violation of the original or agreement and the order of continuing suitability for T6 and T26, $20,000 each, and then $5,000 each for building too close to the occupied residence in T, whatever those two turbines are.
8 and 24.
I like hearing my voice that much to hear it twice. T8 and 24.
Somebody's got a speakerphone on the other end. Somebody
Are we able to identify those?
No, they could mute.
Hi, this is Molly.
Whoever has a speakerphone, can you turn it off, please? We're getting feedback on this end. Thank you.
Oh.
But now you silenced everybody.
Yes. I'm hoping you sort
it out. So we can't hear you on the phone?
Molly, we just
had to... hear you on the phone?
Can you hear me now, Molly?
Yes, now we can hear you. Thank you.
Well, our problem is there's somebody on the phone with with a speakerphone on that's feedbacking, so we have to mute you so we don't hear everything back at us. It's like an echo.
Now it should be good. It was me, but it should be better now. I apologize.
Okay. Thanks, Molly.
So did you catch the earlier part of the discussion when Mr. Hsu was explaining the order?
I caught part of it. The problem was I had to turn my webcast on to catch it, so that's why I was only hearing pieces of it, but we couldn't hear it on the phone.
So is there a request? Do we need to go back and revisit it? I think what you missed was basically Mr. Hsu explaining what this order is, and I presume you've seen it. So I don't know if there's a need to go back and do it all over again or a request for that, or if not, we'll just continue on here at this point.
I think you can continue on. I think I'm caught up with where you're at.
Okay. Thanks, Molly.
And also, Commissioners, one thing I would also like to bring up is the fact that we set these penalty amounts that are as amounts that I believe the company is agreeable to. However, I just set these in the consent order for the purposes of opening up for discussion of whether you feel that's an appropriate amount and whether that's something that the Commission is comfortable with.
Well, I will say for myself, I had another meeting over the lunch hour that went till about 1:30 or so, and then I was down at the legislative organizational session. And so I didn't get this right away when you emailed it out, so I have to say I haven't thought about the amounts a lot. When I did get it, I'd forgotten about the fifth one that is being removed and reclaimed. And so I was immediately trying to piece this together, what the fifth turbine was, and kind of started highlighting them different colors between residential and rights of way, and whether it's DOT or the power line. Anyways, I don't have an immediate reaction on the amounts.
Okay. Maybe if I can just flesh out kind of how we came to those amounts may be helpful as well.
That'd be good, because it's important that it's not arbitrary, and so whatever, however you came to it would be interesting.
I looked back to at least the type of penalties the staff has submitted to the commission in the past for violations of the Siting Act or orders related to the Siting Act, and most of them, for most paper violations, small ones, were somewhere around $5,000. It was a pretty normal amount to see. Then I spoke with Pat, and I'm not sure if I spoke with Jerry about this as well, but then we kind of categorized them by, I guess, importance. The 1,400-foot setback that they violated, that was in the order of continuing suitability. That actually is not a rule or a law. That's just something. That's a guideline that the commission has been using and the companies generally have been following. The 1,400-foot setback is an area that we have had turbines located or actually sited within, ultimately. But
from residences, that's the ones you're talking about.
That's correct, from residences, and probably not less than, probably not within 1,300 feet, but at least under 1,400 feet to 1,300 feet. I know we've had a couple in there, and I think Jerry can corroborate that if he needs to. But that was for an individual landowner as well, and they were able to waive that. And we envisioned that if they would have likely come forward and before building it and made such a request, that probably would have been an agreeable amendment to the commission normally. The other two were more a matter of the effect on the general public, the roadways as well as the transmission, more than just the individual landowner, and that is partially why we escalated it. Generally, when we're looking at settlement minimums, we look at other general factors for moving it up or down, including culpability and items such as that, the ultimate danger. They caught this prior to these being fully constructed, and they also did notify us, and so that is one reason why at least I felt that it probably wouldn't be higher than this amount. But again, those are just some general factors that I was looking at when I came to this amount.
Was a thought given, should the one that's being removed be less than the one, like say, to keep it as close to apples as possible, if you just look at the two that are too near highway rights of way, should the one that's being removed not be as much as the one that's being left in place and that it's presumably going to be removed and properly reclaimed?
Sure. Mr. Chairman, that's something that the commission feels would be a good, I guess, a reason for reducing the amount. That could be a reason to do that. However, I guess when I was looking at this amount, I was thinking a violation is a violation, regardless of whether they're removing it or not.
I don't. So 60. Okay. I didn't catch that. I thought there was just two, but there's three. T32 is being fined,
right,
as well.
T32 was the one that when they came in for the informal hearing, they already had
started to remove it.
Started to remove it. It was about 103 feet within the right of way.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Chairman, if that is something that you feel would be a mitigating factor, staff is certainly open to it, and as long as the commission is agreeable to it.
How were these caught, and tell me if there's different answers to different ones? Like, was it our inspectors?
Mr. Chairman, it was their inspection, the company's.
The four-letter.
Right.
Alta.
American Land Title Association survey that they did.
I remember now. Well, it's too early for me to have developed maybe real strong feelings on it, but just my immediate reaction is it wouldn't bother me if that one were reduced slightly to be less than the ones that are. There's a reason why. Let me start even further back. I respect that the two that have to do with residences are less, because frankly, under the new law, this would be fine to have done, to get to be that distance and with the waiver, I believe. And so I like that that's less. On these others, with the two with the highway and the one with the transmission line, I think there's a very good reason why we need to keep them that distance away from public infrastructure like that. And the fact that two of them are being allowed to stay is a bit of a stretch. And so I do think that there needs to be a penalty involved. And I don't object to the penalty on the other one, too, but I guess the fact that, A, they caught it and are moving it and reclaiming it, I wouldn't object to that one being a little bit less than the other two that are staying.
I agree. I think that's reasonable. I think overall this is a... It's a good approach, and I mean, ideally, everybody follows the orders to the letter, and we don't ever have to do this sort of thing, but we live in an imperfect world, so mistakes are made, and then we have to figure out the best way forward. And I think, just in general, looking at the Siting Act and what our responsibility is with it, it's minimal impact. And so we have these two turbines that are not precisely where they should have been. We've got expert feedback from both DOT and GRE that is comfortable with them remaining where they are, and to remove them and rebuild them would create more environmental impact than just allowing them to stay. So if we're attempting to minimize impact, I think it's better to leave them where they're at and issue a fine. I think the fine levels are reasonable, and I appreciate that they aren't just, you know, a slap on the hand. They're substantial, recognizing that we seriously want people to avoid building and constructing things within these setbacks, and that, you know, when there are cases where they don't do that, there's going to be a price to pay. So I think it's pretty substantial deterrent. So I think that this is a pretty good approach, Jack. Appreciate it.
And the settlement would also be contingent upon the commission addressing the issues in the amendment of the order as well. To what Commissioner Fedorchak is saying, that there are minimal adverse effects that continue to be from these turbines being in place.
Mm-hmm. What would be the order of things? Would it be this commission? Let's say there was agreement on exactly as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Would this consent order get approved? Then what? They pay the assessment and provide those four documents, and then we would change the certificate? Is that the order of things or what?
Mr. Chairman, I guess I wouldn't want to speak on the actual procedure of this. We're still ironing out how ultimately, though, in the order that this will have to go in. But I would imagine that probably before doing this, I would prefer to have the waivers in hand with regards to those two matters.
Because I really think before we change that, take our final action, we definitely want those. Did this project fall under our construction bond stuff? So, is there anything that we should be withholding until we're satisfied with the reclamation work along that highway on T-32?
Mr. Chairman, there's nothing that would indicate to me, at least the director or Jerry might feel differently, that this would be treated any different than any other amendment or other item as well. If they do violate this, the restoration and reclamation of the single turbine, they would be in violation of the settlement, and that would also actually, in essence, a violation of a commission order. So we ultimately will have the ability to go back and review that as well.
Very good.
So with regards to the settlement in principle, what I'm getting back is that these general terms and how this will go is probably going to be acceptable to the commission generally from at least the feedback I've received so far, with a possibility of a slight modification to reduce the penalty for the turbine T-32, the one that they were actually removing and reclaiming. Mm-hmm. And with that, I can, if the commission is agreeable, I can prepare this and all other corresponding documents for a probably we have to be at the 12th. That's when the notice period.
No. Well, I don't think it would have to be after the 12th because thinking of what Randy was just saying, we could issue. We have a notice of intent to amend the order out, and we could act on this penalty before the decision to amend the order is made, I would think, which means that my plan was to put the amended order for approval on the 19th or 20th agenda, whatever day it is.
Of December?
Yeah.
Well, that would be after the 12th. Yep. So regardless, that would.
And so we could issue this before then if you wanted to, and you could have the money in hand before this other one is ordered.
Isn't it all together? It's all in one to me.
As it's written right now, it is all together, but we're still ironing out the procedural nature of how we have to carry this through.
Oh, okay.
And I would also state that we should probably do these, if we're going to do them simultaneously on the same commission meeting. They are, as it's written right now, intricately intertwined.
Are you looking for guidance from us as to whether we prefer to have them in one order or two, or is that a determination you're making legally on what is the best way about it?
That was a determination legally that I was making
that
for going forward.
My guidance to make that determination.
Chairman, absolutely. The purpose of this work session was after the informal, after I was given some guidance to go and have these discussions, was to have this work session to see if this is just the approach and general settlement in principle that the commission would be agreeable to. And if they are not, that would also be useful information to know as well. Or if there is an adjustment such as the penalty to T-32, that would be helpful too.
Brian, have any thoughts?
Any more to add?
Nothing to add.
Okay.
Anything else that you're wondering from us before we wrap up here?
No, I think I have some good feedback, and I'll work to clean this up both procedurally and also just in general to have something to hopefully bring forward with the portfolio holder at the appropriate time.
Okay. The December 19th would be the next date after this Thursday.
Okay. I was intending to have an amendment order ready to go on at that time.
Which one? December 19th?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
And I think we all agree that's after the 12th.
Yep.
However that came up, I'm not sure.
Unless the commission, too, also would like to have a special meeting before then. I know they requested to have it shortly after in their filing, if possible, but the 19th is where the commission is comfortable with that.
Well, I'm open to doing a quick special meeting if it's important to them and we can find a time to do it.
It has to be at least after the 12th, or else that's, yeah. So we're a week there. If having it less than a week as opposed to a week makes a difference to them, I'm open to it, too.
Okay.
I don't recall off the top of my head if there's any huge conflicts in the middle of that, but see whether that matters to them.
Since we're all here, I would throw out the morning of the 14th as a potential.
I didn't bring anything with.
Jack, the staff can just take note of that.
Anything else? Okay, we're concluded. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.